Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Wednesday, February 24th. Let's get to it. You're going to hear from Luke Voit in a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit about Gleyber Torres, but some leftover stuff from Domingo Germán, mostly because he spoke to reporters for the first time today. Before we let you hear that, I'd like you to hear Luke Voit's response, because, again, this speaks to the idea that this isn't some media creation about a story. This is a problem inside the Yankees clubhouse about how players in that clubhouse feel. And they're very open and honest when asked about it. You heard Zach Britton last week. This is Luke Voit earlier today when asked about his reaction to Germán's situation.
He messed up in life, and, you know, I don't condone any of the things he did, and you know, he's getting a second chance at this, and, you know, we have his back, but, you know, he's skating on thin ice, and he needs to get his life together, and I think he's doing the right steps to do so. But, again, you know, he's got to prove to us that, you know, he can do that.
So trying to win back his own teammates is part of Germán's uphill battle. This is what Germán said today. I've edited out the Spanish-speaking portion of it for you to hear in one piece. This is the interpreter Marlon Abreu. First, translating the written statement that Domingo Germán started his media session with, and then answering a couple of questions. After the opening statement, you'll hear Germán, or actually hear Marlon Abreu, speaking, translating for Germán, talk about how it felt to stand in front of his teammates and have to speak to them yesterday, and also the real meaning behind his mysterious social media posts. And then finally, speaking about what he's learned so far through all of this.
I want to take this opportunity before answering your questions to sincerely apologize to the Steinbrenner family, my teammates, the front office, and those around me who love me. I have made mistakes of which I'm not proud of. And for that, I want to apologize. When my team needed me the most in 2019, before we started the playoffs, I wasn't there for them. And for that, I ask your forgiveness. It was very difficult for me not to be pitching and helping my team. Having to watch from afar hurt me a lot. But I also understand I am responsible for putting myself in that position. I want to thank Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman for being so patient with me. They have always sincerely tried to help me. When I was going through my worst moment, they were there. They went to where I was training in Jupiter, Florida, along with Matt Blake, and we had a great conversation, and for that, I will be eternally grateful to them. I need to show them through my actions how committed I am to reestablishing myself as a contributor to this team. Regarding social media, I understand that I have not used it in an appropriate way. I have caused a lot of confusions. And although my reason has been to connect with fans, I must do it in a better way. It is clear that I must improve on that. I was able to speak to each player on the team yesterday. The only acceptable way to begin to move forward was to address them face to face. It is worth repeating again today what I told the team. There are a lot of young players who wear this uniform, and I want them to understand the great damage that can be done when mistakes like mine have been made. What I want to do now is concentrate on what I love, which is to pitch. My goal is to work hard and retake my career. It has always been my dream to pitch in the major leagues, and I am so thankful to still have that dream in front of me. I was nervous, you know, to get in front of the whole team and have to speak to them and have to apologize. I have never gone through something like that where I needed to instead of stand in front of a room and have to apologize for something that I caused. I think it's slowly, you know, I started feeling comfort just standing there and talking to them. Slowly, I felt again as being part of this family, you know, having to explain to them how he felt not to be here during those two playoff runs and the last regular season in 2020, you know, just so that they could get a little bit of understanding what was happening with me. you know, I think it was the it was the best way for me. Yeah, when I got back home, back to my room, what I wanted to express after finally completing a day of training with the team, I felt like I was finally back and I was moving forward, you know, and basically the whole period of being suspended and not being with the team and being away from the team, that all that was ending. Where the confusion came in is it was more of a message towards my partner, Mara Vega, which I was kind of dedicating the message to her because we went through all this time. She was there with me, you know, through all the ups and downs. And it was kind of like, in a way, a thank you message to her. And finding a way to create a new beginning in this year in 2021. And I think that's, you know, where the confusion happened. You know, I learned a lot, you know, throughout this whole experience. And, you know, the biggest thing is about, you know, how do you react to certain things? You know, how do you make certain decisions in your life, you know, when things are tough? You know, I'm a public figure. You know, I play with this team, this well-known organization throughout the world. You know, how do I behave in the best way possible to represent this, everybody here? You know, and then the opportunity also to chat with our younger players here. They can learn from my experience, and you know, I can see opportunities where I can talk to them and use me as an example.
So now what's left for Domingo Germán still to prove here? Well, this is Aaron Boone.
Well, I think what's there to be done is the life he now leads. And, you know, that's at the field, but also, and more importantly, away from the field, the life he's leading. You know, he has done enough to earn the opportunity to be here and to compete and to be a part of this team. Now the proof is in the daily life that he leads. And we're certainly going to do all we can to support him and help him to become the best version of himself possible. But, you know, now the proof will be in the days ahead.
And beyond everything, as far as lifestyle, Domingo Germán still has to prove to the Yankees that he can pitch. And that battle begins, well, it begins right now. He's in the mix for the fifth starter spot. On to some other matters of business from today in Tampa. Luke Voit speaking to reporters for the first time. This is what Voit responded to when I asked him about what he's hoping to improve this year specifically. Aaron Boone has always talked about improving at the margins. Well, Voit's a pretty good player, led the majors in home runs. Here are a couple of things he's looking to key on this year.
My first step to the right side. I was probably not rated pretty low with the sabermetrics on balls to my right. So that's a big thing. And my walk rate was down a lot. Obviously, only 60 games, but my percentage was down. So I need to have a better – I got a good understanding of the zone and what I need to hit. But I think, you know, be aggressive at the same time, but be smart with it, if that makes sense.
Voit is one of the Yankees' big right-handed bats, of course. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, all the others, you know that. There have been times in the last couple of postseasons where – we have talked about how right-handed the Yankees lineup is. Is it too right-handed? Is there enough balance in the lineup? Well, here is Voit's response when asked if he thought it has been a problem the last couple of years that the Yankees lineup is so right-handed.
I always, you know, I kind of get frustrated when everyone's saying we need like a lefty bat in the lineup and everything. I like hitting righties just as much as I like hitting lefties, and I think a lot of guys on the team do. And obviously, this game's a whole matchup-based game now, but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm pretty sure my stats are pretty similar. I actually think I hit worse against lefties last year. But, you know, I grew up my whole life facing righties, and then you randomly face a lefty growing up. And not saying I like facing one or the other. It doesn't really matter who's pitching. But I don't care. It's still Aaron Judge. It's still Giancarlo. It's still Gleyber Torres. It's still Gary Sanchez. You got to figure out a way to get us out, whether lefty or righty. So good luck.
It's a problem that doesn't show up a lot during the regular season. Over the course of 162, it balances out. We'll see if it becomes a problem again in October as you face the better pitchers, face the better bullpens, and the matchup issues that come with having such a right-handed lineup. Not a question you can answer in February, March, or even June or July. It's really a question for October, and we'll see when we get there. One last thing from today, from Aaron Boone's session. Gleyber Torres, the not have a very good year last year. Offensively, defensively, a lot of the problem from the 60-game season stemmed from the shape he came back in when summer camp began again in July. The shutdown from March until July affected Gleyber Torres a great deal. He did not come back in good shape. And, here is me asking Aaron Boone about Torres returning to spring training this year and what he looks like. Aaron, both you and Brian have talked about the impact that the shutdown had on Gleyber Torres and the shape he came into in summer camp. How does he look now compared to what he looked like last summer?
Great. He looks great. It's I don't mean to overstate it, but one of the first things I did the other day when guys went through their physicals and assessments was at the end of the day, kind of went in and met with, Eric Cressy and Brett McCabe and Matt Rutledge just to kind of get an idea where we're at. And I think they were really, really impressed with across the board where guys came in, and Gleyber certainly fit that bill. He's in great shape. And, if you guys get a chance to see him up close, he looks good. He's moving well, and excited to see what he's going to go do for us.
I want to thank everybody for listening again today. If you're new here, please check us out. We're on the WFAN.com homepage daily. The links can be found on my Twitter at YankeesWFAN. You can subscribe on your podcast platforms to the WFAN On Demand page, and you'll get both me and Ed Coleman, our daily Yankees and Mets podcast from spring training. Also remind you that Eddie C. and I will be on the air on WFAN this Sunday, 9 a.m. We'll be there every Sunday morning at 9, taking you into Yankees baseball at 1 from now through the end of spring training. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.